Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time, 12 noon. 64 degrees here in Sheboygan. 70s, though, inland, as we are expecting a highs in the 70s and plenty of sunshine to end this work week. Our top story, the latest fallout from the VA scandal. President Obama addressing the scandal within the Veterans Affairs Department after a morning meeting with VA Secretary Eric Shinseki. At an early morning event, Shinseki apologized to veterans for systemic failures within his department and vowed to correct the massive amount of problems plaguing the VA. However, he also made a decision that would not allow himself to be a distraction to any changes.
And a few minutes ago, Secretary Shinseki offered me his own resignation. With considerable regret, I accept it.
The interim VA secretary will be Sloan Gibson, who was appointed to the deputy VA secretary post just 3 months ago. A $250,000 bond has been set for a Milwaukee teen accused of getting into a gun battle with another Milwaukee man and injuring a 10-year-old girl caught in the crossfire. 18-year-old Sylvester Lewis made his initial court appearance yesterday and had to be restrained after cursing at the judge. A second suspect, a 28-year-old man, is still under investigation in the incident. He was arrested Wednesday but has not been charged. Prosecutors said Lewis rode by five men on a bicycle last Wednesday evening, and one confronted him while another pointed a gun and threatened to kill him. Lewis told officers he then drew his own weapon and shot at the group, which, of course, caused the injury to Sierra Guyton, 10-year-old girl, who is still recovering from the injuries. Reaction is pouring in after police in Racine discovered sickening conditions at an animal shelter. Eric Grillert has more.
Dozens of animals are taking their first steps toward recovery this morning after being rescued from what some are calling deplorable conditions. Caledonia Police Chief Gary Larson.
We had Racine Fire Hazmat come out. They checked the ammonia levels. It wasn't safe for our people to be in there for more than 5 minutes.
Julie Hoffman runs her own dog rescue. She understands how what could have been good intentions turned for the worse.
And anybody that's willing to take in dogs has to have a good heart, but sometimes, unfortunately, things happen and some people can get overwhelmed.
The owner of the facility faces charges of animal cruelty and neglect. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
A large number of fish have been killed as the result of a 50,000-gallon manure spill that made its way into Pipe Creek, a tributary to Lake Winnebago. Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller says a manure spill isn't that unusual, but this one is, given its size. The spill came from the Lake Breeze Dairy in Malone, which was spreading manure on its fields when one of its hoses developed a leak Monday morning. The spill made its way into a storm water ditch and eventually into Pipe Creek. The Wisconsin Club for Growth filed a lawsuit today against the state elections agency in another effort to permanently halt the John Doe probe into the state's recall elections. Group director Eric O'Keefe said the Government Accountability Board exceeded its authority by endorsing a 2-year-old probe by state prosecutors. A federal judge temporarily halted the John Doe probe twice this month, agreeing that prosecutors were interfering with the group's right to free speech as they investigated whether that group and others illegally coordinated with the campaigns of GOP recall targets. Prosecutors are appealing the ruling. A federal judge says the Wisconsin law that requires abortion providers to have hospital admitting privileges may not be flexible enough. Judge William Conley of Madison made the remark today as he wrapped up a 4-day bench trial of a challenge to the law from Planned Parenthood and Affiliated Medical Services of Milwaukee. Conley said he's troubled that the law required hospital privileges to be obtained within 3 days of the law's adoption. He said it could hurt efforts by clinics to get new providers after that. The plaintiffs said the law could force the AMS clinic in Milwaukee to close and that Planned Parenthood clinic in the city could not cover the slack. State attorneys said the law is needed to make sure abortion patients get a continuity of care should something go wrong for procedures at abortion clinics. It's expected to be at least 6 weeks before Judge Conley issues a ruling in the case. Wisconsin has a big connection to a new nationwide study on concussions. John Meerdink has the story.
The Medical College of Wisconsin will play a lead role in a new $30 million concussion study. It's a collaboration between the NCAA and the Department of Defense. The program will study concussions and head injuries using advanced impact sensor technology, neuroimaging, and detailed clinical studies. Researchers at the Indiana University School of Medicine and the University of Michigan will also work on the new nationwide study.
A heads up, especially if you drive a cycle. Sheboygan police will be cracking down on loud and illegal exhaust systems. We get more from Mike Kinzel.
Officer Joel Kosinski said they received numerous complaints about loud exhaust, often aggravated by excessive acceleration, especially during the summer months. Kosinski says state law requires a properly maintained muffler and prohibits modifying them at all to increase the noise. And he says, in addition to that, there's a city ordinance against creating unnecessary noise by squealing tires or excessive acceleration. Kosinski is urging motorists to exercise what he calls throttle management because he says police are going to be focusing on enforcement in the coming summer months. Mike Kinzel, 1330, WHBL.
And changes are in store for deer hunters in the state this fall. The Natural Resources Board has approved recommendations from the Wisconsin DNR, including a buck-only hunting season for most of northern Wisconsin. Only bucks will be allowed to be taken in 19 counties and 4 tribal reservation deer management units. DNR officials say it's the first step towards allowing the deer population to recover from back-to-back harsh winters. As for your forecast today, sunny skies, a high near 74. Tonight, clear and a low of 48. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 77, but we get humid and a chance of precipitation on Sunday. Currently 65 degrees in the Sheboygan area, 70s inland, as we head back to Rush Limbaugh on 1330 WHBL. News time, 12:06.